Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, it's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking to Lisa this morning. That's not her real name. This is not her real voice. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
This dirty little secret is funny and scandalous. And frankly, I'm shocked that more women have not thought to do this yet. Or maybe they are. I don't know. But Lisa, go ahead and tell everybody what your dirty little secret is.
So I had a baby and I had stopped breastfeeding, but I did not tell my job that. So I have been having breaks like 2 or 3 in a day just to kind of relax.
Sure.
And they think I'm pumping.
Wow. Wow.
I support this.
Okay. Not that it's that I would expect you to like show people your milk or anything like that, but do you still carry like a pump around with you
question.
As like a prop?
Yeah. So like I keep it either in like the lactation room or I'm at teacher, so I keep it in my classroom.
Smart.
You're a teacher too.
You've gotta take the appropriate steps to keep the lie alive.
Yeah, but like if they ever say anything like, oh well, we look in the fridge and your milk's not there, I would just like, oh well, I had a pump and dump. I had a few drinks the night before.
I mean, some pumps also, not that I'm here to help you with this lie, but some pumps you have a little pouch that holds all your milk that keeps it cool also. So you could be like, mm-hmm. I didn't want it in there the last time. Somebody's food made it smell weird.
Or so how about also, don't look at my milk. Here's why I am absolutely fine with this. If you're a smoker, you're allowed to step out and have a little breaky break, what, every hour or two? And maybe it's not as long as pumping, but this is a woman who very recently gave birth, then went back to work to help our children learn. She's exhausted.
Well, let's go back to that point, though, about helping our children learn. Do you take these breaks at a time when you are supposed to be teaching kids?
So there's one, and it's like the beginning of class, and it's like 10 minutes I take, but majority of the times I take it is when we have like teacher meetings that I don't want to go to.
Smart.
Okay, now meetings I completely agree with. I think that the percentage of meetings that are crucial in any workplace is less than 5%.
You don't think that the people that are teachers need a couple of breaks, couple extra breaks?
I do, but not at the expense of the students, not
the
at the expense of class.
Are fine.
Don't you start that. You don't
the
even know what you're talking
are
about.
Fine.
That's the same argument that people are like, my kid's going to be fine if we go on vacation for a
week.
They
are going to be fine then,
you
too.
You don't know anything. You don't know anything. You have no idea what they're going to miss that week. Everything's scheduled out. I'm not getting into it.
But I know that a teacher that has energy and excitement is better for kids. And if that means that she gets a little bit of a break to get herself back together, then that is a benefit.
All right. So Lisa, again, this is the dirty little secret. And Lisa's dirty little secret is she is no longer breastfeeding, but she doesn't tell anybody at work that she's no longer pumping, but she continues to take pumping breaks. Okay. Does somebody fill in for you when you have to take these breaks?
Yes, it's normally someone from admin.
You would be livid if somebody was deceiving you to do their work.
I would be upset if they didn't tell me. If somebody was just like, here's what I'm doing, I'd be like, girl, take your time. I got you. It's fine. You have a newborn at home.
Okay.
I would just want somebody to tell me so I could have their back.
Lisa, how long do you plan on doing this? Because some people breastfeed for years.
I was hoping to do this until my baby turns about one.
How far away are we?
I don't want to give myself away.
Yeah. Don't give yourself away. Don't give yourself away.
Okay, do we think?
Roughly 6 to 4 months.
Okay, so it's not the rest of the year.
No.
Well, I guess, no, actually, it is the rest of the year.
It'll be fine.
Wow. Okay, does everybody get a break? Shouldn't everybody get a break?
Yeah, but you can't have one.
Why?
Don't talk to me about it. I don't make these rules.
Why can't everybody have a break?
Everybody should get a break, but I'm not the person making the rules. So you gotta find a way to get your breaks.
Text in to 916-909-1065 with whatever opinion you have about this. Lisa, thank you so much for your dirty little secret. And
I support you.
Yes, Katie supports
also,
you.
Also, my milk is coming in and I too need to go pump.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.